For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Friday morning. Good morning to you all out there. I think of you guys so much. I'm getting to know some of you via the emails and Facebook and some of the messages you've left. Thank you so much. It's fun, man. It's so fun to get to know some of our listening audience. I also am hearing some of you, and I'm appreciative. I'm thankful that you're learning from this determined message. Please keep going in it with me, and I'm barely tipping the iceberg. I will try my best to continue it even into next week. But boy, I ran out of time yesterday. I just literally ran out of time. We were talking about Paul was determined to know of the resurrection power that was available to him. Resurrection power available to believers. We're out of Philippians 3:10. And I was ending the broadcast saying, you know, it's not simple human energy. I'll pull myself up out of this. No. There are times in your life that ain't gonna work. You have got to tap in to the resurrection power of God to lift you up over that sickness, to lift you up over that offense. Man, I'm hearing more stories about offenses and not walking in love. And friend, you won't do it in the natural. But you've been born again to live a supernatural life. But you've got to pull from the supernatural realm. It's within you. Yield or die to your desires to harbor offense, to harbor unforgiveness. Die to it and take up Christ. It's in you. The power to walk in love. It's there. You have to be determined to yield to God and allow him to fuse himself through you to that other person. Ooh, that's a word for someone. You have a choice right now to choose to walk in forgiveness and pull in the resurrection power of God to do it. Goodness. Ephesians 1:19 out of the Amplified. What is the immeasurable and unlimited and surpassing greatness of his power in and for us who believe? Jeez. Romans 8:11. If the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, I pray it is. I pray he is. He who raised Christ from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who lives in you. Do you believe that? Yield to it. Ask God to make it real to you. Maybe you need resurrection power to make the right choices today. That's available. That's what Queen Esther had to do. She had to make some powerful choices that would change the destiny of her nation and the destiny of her own life. And she fasted and prayed, and God spoke, and she used that resurrection power and chose. She goes to the king, and he turns toward her and hands her the scepter and says, "You've got it. What do you need in my kingdom?" Oh, man, what an illustration. Hey, thank you for joining me all week. Have a great weekend. By his grace, we'll be back on Monday with The Future Note with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.